Moncrief on News Talk.
It's an ongoing issue in Ireland that when housing is built, there may be a lack of facilities nearby shops and hospitals and schools, but something that seems to be overlooked are playgrounds. If you have young kids, is there a playground within walking distance of your home? Lucy Rivai came to live here from the Czech Republic and was shocked by how few there are in Ireland. She's currently involved in a campaign to get one for Castlebridge, County Wexford, where she lives. Lucy, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
And so tell us about what was your experience when you were growing up and living in the Czech Republic. There were a lot of playgrounds around, were there?
That's for almost 40 years ago now, so it was a bit different at the time as well. But when I go back to Czech Republic now to visit my family or friends or whatever, I see playgrounds everywhere. And all my friends always take their kids to playgrounds. They just leave the house and they walk for 5-10 minutes and they are at a playground. And that's what I was expecting to be the same in everywhere, really. And when I came here to Ireland, I was really shocked, like you said, like this is so weird. There's no playgrounds around.
Yes. Have you met like Irish people you've spoken to then? Do they just go shrug and go, yeah, you know, that's just the way it is? Are you finding that people just accept this?
Yes, I've talked to a lot of people because I'm like talking to people, and some people shrug and they just, you know, go, but some people complain, but they don't have the time or the confidence to do something about it. And I actually think that that's the main reason, probably, because the people who need the playgrounds the most, young moms and young fathers and young families, they are the busiest.
Yeah.
So they don't really have the time to do campaigns about it because they are already so busy with the small children they have at home, you know?
Yeah. And I suppose part of the point you're making, correct me if I'm wrong here, is that if you're building a housing estate, for instance, it should be automatic almost that they put a playground in rather than after the fact that parents have to start campaigning for one.
Absolutely. I think it comes to the fact from the fact that the housing estates cater mostly to young families with children. I can see it in my housing estate. There are so many children around here. So yes, it should be automatic. Maybe if not if you're building 5 houses, say, but if it's anything over, I don't know, 10, 15 houses, definitely, because at least half of the houses is going to be young families with young children.
Mm. Yeah, it seems almost like, because I see somebody on Twitter saying, there's loads of playgrounds here. We have two in Nina, though Nina is quite a big town. You're talking about, and I assume you're talking about if you have, I don't know, a population of a couple of thousand, there should automatically be a playground there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like Castlebridge, for example, has a population of 2,000 roughly, and there is no playground. While in Czech Republic, if you go to a little town or a village of 2,000, you're going to have at least 2 or 3 playgrounds.
And in the Czech Republic, who makes sure that happens? Is that the responsibility of the central government or a local authority?
I believe it would be the local authority because they have the local authority is really like there is a lot of going on. The local authority is responsible for. But
yeah.
I don't quote me on that because I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, well, I just did. So at the moment, Lucy, where are the closest playgrounds to you and for the people in your locality?
For me in Castlebridge, that would be a playground in Ferrybank, which is on the outskirts of Wexford Town, which is 10 minutes drive.
Okay, yeah. Now, I suppose people listening might go, well, 10 minutes drive isn't so bad, but it does turn it into a bit of an expedition, I suppose.
It is. If you have young children, you will know that if you go anywhere with children, it's a mission because you need to pack the snacks and the bottles and the nappies, and then you have to convince them to get dressed, and then in the meanwhile they want to do poo-poo or whatever. It's just a mission.
Now, and you've really put your back into campaigning for this thing. You did draw up a big kind of a document.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And what's in this document?
Well, it basically explains the objectives of the campaigns, which is to get a playground for Castlebridge, because Castlebridge is big enough to definitely have a decent playground. And it talks a bit about the growth in population in Castlebridge in the past couple of years. I also suggest a location, which still might change, but I suggested a location. And there is also a list of supporters I have got so far, which I have a lot of supporters like this. There's such a needed everywhere. I'm basically getting overwhelmingly supportive replies only.
And the ground that you've identified, that belongs to the council already, does it?
It does, yes.
Okay, so that shouldn't be too difficult. Now, and as you understand, you have got a bit of political support. Some local councillors are supporting what you're doing. What are they saying to you, Lucy? Why, you know, is this a complicated business to get a playground put in?
I've been in touch with Councillor Robbie Staples for months now about the playground. And I must say he's been working on the playground for Castlebridge for months as well in the background, basically. And he is a great support. And from what I understood from talking with him, it's a really complicated thing to get anything done in Ireland, not only playground.
For playgrounds, though, is one of the complications insurance?
Yes, finding the suitable location and insurance, and of course, funding.
Yeah. But I assume, though, that Wexford County Council has funded other playgrounds, hasn't it?
Yes, I suppose so. But I think it's only after relentless work of community groups, volunteers, and councillors like Robbie Staples.
Yeah. Okay. So, are they saying to you how long this might take?
That's actually funny, because I asked Robbie the same thing yesterday and he didn't want to commit to any specific timeline. But I think personally, from what I understood again, if we get a playground next year, we are going to be lucky.
Okay,
which is ridiculous, actually. It's ridiculous that it takes so long.
Yeah. And has he described to you what the process is in that? Who makes this decision? Does it have to go to a full meeting of all the councillors and they vote on it? Or is it some bureaucrat someplace signs a piece of paper?
There's a lot of steps involved. You need to get the community to agree. You need to get the councillors to agree. You need to get someone to design a plan. You need to make sure that all the councillors are, most of them are, you know, agreeing, and they're supporting, and everything takes time. It's just, I think it's so many little steps that we don't even see, but they are going on the background, and that's what's taking this long.
Okay, how do they figure out if the community agrees? Do they take a vote or something?
Well, I've been to a couple of community meetings before here in Castlebridge, and when there is a campaign, there is a community meeting and public is invited. The public is invited through Facebook or through, you know, other invitations. People come, they make suggestions, and the suggestions are taken into account. And this ensures that the large part of the public is involved and in agreement.
Yeah. Okay. And have you come across anyone who's against the idea?
Well, not really per se. I did talk to one person who thinks that we need much bigger playground for Castlebridge than the one I am proposing.
Okay, just more of it. That's not.
Yes. Yeah. But that's only one person, and otherwise, like, yes, I've heard about people opposing the idea if the playground is in their estate, say, like, which is not the case. We are not going to propose building playground in an existing estate because that's not the way to do it. But those would be the only two oppose if they are already living in the estate and all of a sudden someone wants to build a playground.
Okay, that is interesting. Again, it shows you what you were saying there. It's enormously complicated to get everybody to agree to the thing.
Yeah. Definitely.
Gosh. Well, best of luck with it, Lucy. And hopefully this time next year, we'll interview you while you're sitting in the swings. Lucy Rivai is a campaigner down there in Castlebridge, County Wexford. A few comments on this. Probably less playgrounds in Ireland because of our insurance claim culture. The other downside is they attract a lot of people whom they're not for. It's not just the kids. Remember Swingate, says Kevin. There's always that danger that some elected representative might be photographed on one. But I would imagine in the entire scheme of things, that's probably not something they'd be worried about. But it was interesting. Lucy was saying that people wouldn't want them in their own estate because I suppose it might, you know, they'd be worried that it might attract teenagers and noise and hanging around and, you know, all those kinds of things. Problem with playgrounds is insurance. No one wants responsibility. Too many claims. So that if somebody kind of falls off a swing and hurts himself, then you blame the people who put in the playground for it. If you want to know where the playgrounds are, contact exploring.ie. They make playground maps for local county councils. Oh, that's interesting. I did actually try to look it up just now, but my computer wouldn't let me. Obviously, in News Talk, it thinks exploring.ie is some sort of porn site. We don't have any of those things here because no matter what our politicians do, says this texter, we just automatically vote back in the same two parties. So why would they bother doing anything for us? Yeah, but it's even, I mean, she didn't even mention what party the people who are trying to help her are from, but they come from communities and they do want to be re-elected. And so for issues like that, you'd think it's in their interest to make those things happen. It's not only playgrounds, says this person. We have so little in the way of any public infrastructure in our suburbs at all, says Amy. Yeah, and traditionally that's been a kind of a cart before the horse thing in this country, that we, you know, we build the houses and then wait for the shops to kind of turn up, which can be a matter of years. Driving around Dublin City, says this person, you only really see sports or play facilities in the really posh areas or the occasional presumably state-built one in and among flats. So it seems unless you're a privileged or deprived kid, you can forget about it. The bulk in the middle get nothing. I don't know if that's universally true, or not. I think there's probably a lot of suburbs around Dublin that are pretty well serviced because they've been established for quite some time. So not everyone is suffering to that regard. And Lucy was saying that in the Czech Republic, there's lots more playgrounds. And somebody says, communism, it works, says Brian. I think that may be in the post-communist era.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.